Pop-Tarts are overrated.
Yeah, they are. It's got to be s'mores. It's got to be toasted. Otherwise, it's bullshit.
You know, I know that your boy Drew was a fan of the chocolate peanut butter Pop-Tart.
Of the chocolate starfish? That's my favorite dessert.
I was not.
No? You've never had chocolate starfish?
I've had it, yes.
Chocolate starfish flambé.
And the.
I like how I just got dead quiet.
Chocolate. Wait, what is it called?
No,
and the hot dog flavored water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the name of my album.
You kind of look like a fat Fred Durst.
Is that thing on?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Allegedly.
I think so. I will double check.
Oh man.
Normally we can see ourselves.
I hear Nickerson's voice. I just become a pervert. It's just like a.
It's a huge turn on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the PowerCast tradition.
Auto perv.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Auto pervin.
He turns us all into auto.
Speaking of pervin, Chrissy May, do you do any pervin on Instagram?
Yeah, I like to perv.
Do you perv on the ladies?
I only perv on girls now.
Yeah, right. Drew's not listening. Let's hear the truth.
No, I swear, only perv.
Yeah. So, like last time you were here, we had a lot to talk about, but you didn't have a boyfriend. Now you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no reason to even have you on the show.
I know, right? What am I doing here?
There goes all the fun topics.
God damn it, Drew.
I know. I blame him.
Drew Canavera, you son of a bitch.
One of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, but he did ruin everything.
Yeah, he did.
I know.
But he's still one of my favorite people.
Somebody commented on Instagram the other day on one of my pictures. They're like, I'm really happy for you and everything, but I missed the tit pics. Some dude. I was like, you deserve one just for that comment.
There you go.
Yeah, but now we got Drew wearing your underwear. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
all over Instagram. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, followed.
I'm not saying anything bad about your ass, but that was a nice shot. I mean, you know.
The new game at the house is whenever I post something risque, Drew does like a parody of it, and then our other roommate does a parody of Drew.
So
it happened with the clean snatch soap. You know those people?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I posted a picture naked in the shower with the clean snatch soap, and then Drew did one, and then Ryan did one. It got sluttier and sluttier.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Drew can be slutty.
Yeah. Drew dances like a slut.
Yeah, he does.
He dances like a drunk, slutty white girl.
He does. Dances all the time.
Yeah.
Mid-workout. Mid-wad, he starts dancing.
And, slutty white girls are my favorite.
His boy Matthew moved out your direction?
Yeah, Matt moved out to Jersey.
What's the deal with those two?
With Drew and Matt?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's cute.
Okay.
If Matt didn't have a girlfriend,
if you say
I'd
it's
be
cute,
worried.
Right.
If
okay,
Matt,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
If Matt didn't have a girlfriend, I'd be concerned.
No, they're into each other. Into.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Chocolate starfish.
Five inches deep into each other.
They FaceTime each other while they're both pooping.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's what they, that's the
what
little
a wonderful on. Relationship they have.
Envious.
It's just because you and John Cena didn't think about that. Didn't have that when you were...
Hashtag no hetero.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But he just sent you pictures of his poop.
Yes.
Oh.
John
that's
Anderson
so weird.
Does, too.
Everybody John does Anderson. That. I've never done that. I find that really fucking
John
weird.
John Anderson's poop looks like a creature.
Like the swamp thing or something? Yeah.
We're actually recording this on John Anderson's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John Anderson.
Yeah, where is he?
I don't know. Probably eating a whole cow.
We need to get him
farm.
In here.
Getting naked, getting buck naked somewhere, I bet.
Remember we talked about that that analyzes poo?
Yeah.
Chrissy, a friend of ours, friend of his, friend's coworker or something's going to make a poo analyzing toilet.
Like it scans it?
Yeah, for like health and like nutrients and this and that, which is awesome. But... John Anderson would probably fucking break it. Yeah, kind of. MRI my poo.
Mine's going to wonder why my poop is made of peanut butter cup.
Yeah. I'm going to actually gonna buy that URL right now, the domain name. Yeah,
yeah, we'll resell that
poo.
Thing.
The analyzer.
analyzer.
MRI my poo.
.com, yeah.
We just gave out millions of dollars worth of ideas.
I know.
Right?
What we're trying to say is if you can make us a poop today, we can take a look at it.
Okay. Yeah.
For free.
For free? You guys aren't going to charge me?
No.
Yeah, all one right. small fee of $100.
I pay you $100 to look at my shit.
Yeah.
That's we're going to be able to tell you where you're going to be in 5 years with Drew and stuff like that. Relationships
right.
and
I'll
feelings.
I'll pay you $100 each.
It's like tea leaves, except that it's poop.
Okay. That sounds good. You guys have something going strong here with this, man. You should really pursue.
Yeah.
The analyzer.
Yeah.
Analyzer.
Yeah, I'm done. Next conversation.
This escalated quickly.
Yeah, I don't really like poo and stuff. Like, we're going to eat lunch in an hour.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about poop.
Well, that lunch is going to turn into poop.
I mean, I guess.
How many hours does
that
take?
Is that metaphorical?
How many hours does that take?
10.
It depends because on your system.
Well, because you eat and you're like, oh my God, I got to shit.
Yeah, but you're
because
shitting yesterday's
you're shitting
food.
Out, right, the food right, pushes right. everything down yeah. to come out.
Yeah,
But that's just like a stimulant.
It's gravity.
Though. Sometimes eating is like a stimulant to poop, right?
It is. It is.
Totally is.
It's yeah. just gravity, all right? It's not that serious.
Yeah.
It's not that serious?
No.
It seems serious.
It seems pretty serious.
Everybody
to me.
Poos.
The whole peristalsis thing.
Did we talk yeah. about making that Everybody Poos too?
There's a book called that. Right?
I know, but yeah. I need a number two. I need a sequel.
Everybody poops.
And then there's like
everybody shits.
Every part, it's like the number two. It's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see,
see
what you're doing with this.
Everyone
see?
Poops.
Over your head.
See
part ducks.
everybody like, poos number dues.
I feel like there ought to be you know a potty training book from. Fucking Samuel L. Jackson,
like,
you know, like,
go,
like
the
go
the
fuck to sleep.
Yeah, go the fuck to sleep.
Shit in the fucking toilet or something like that.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Just not in a...
What's know. Going on with your training and stuff? What do we got going on? Because we don't ever talk training on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we didn't
so
even talk training last time.
No.
So let's just talk a little we bit about lifting and then we'll get it out of the way and then we'll talk about
okay.
all
you're doing
stuff.
Some power lifting.
Yeah, so I decided to quit coaching. And go back to being
hey,
an athlete.
Hey, quitting is great. We
yeah,
promote
awfully
that
selfish
all the
of
time.
You.
We promote that all the time on the show.
I kind of
quit your jobs, ladies yeah, and gentlemen. Right? And if you're in school, please get the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Education does you no good.
And yep. and the guy who keeps hitting us up on Twitter about like trying to find a job, we don't have any idea. We don't have jobs. So
yeah,
no.
Anyway. Sorry, pal. So Jesse Burdick's my coach. As
never heard of him.
He's obese. Okay, go ahead.
So I have my first USAPL meet coming up on January 25th. So.
That means she will be drug tested, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Drug yeah. tested,
blood,
right
hair.
So we're gonna
meat.
Find out.
Yeah, that's
we're gonna find out some serious shit.
Yeah, I've obviously, I think I've lost close to 30 pounds since last time I was on the show.
Damn, yeah, you were a blimp.
Yeah,
that
right?
was,
I was
that
fucking
was
huge.
You were so
disgusting.
Fat, it was gross.
Well, I could tell how you guys.
Yeah.
Dude, me,
yeah.
So
no,
I
we were
the
we were
thank
thoroughly
you for that.
Disgusted.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
So yeah, I've lost a good amount of weight and gotten stronger in the process. So of course, there's been the people who are like, oh, she's probably on PEDs. Well, I'm in a drug-free federation, so
right.
can't
yeah.
be.
Yeah, fuck you,
yeah,
pal.
Fuck you guys.
Pal,
we don't
the best
we
word,
don't
yeah.
mind a little fluff around here. It's part yeah. of powerlifting.
Yeah,
you know.
So yeah, I just wanted
I
to.
Kind of I mind it.
Yeah, you've gotten pretty lean machine.
He's gotten rid of the fluff and he's gotten buff.
Yep. All out my chocolate buff. Starfish.
And giving up muff.
Whoa.
Wait,
whoa.
Whoa.
Where are we going?
Whoa.
That's too much stuff.
Oh.
That's enough.
he switched to Asian dumplings.
Whoa.
Huh? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Huh?
Talk about your weight loss a little bit. What you been doing?
Well, Lane Norton's been helping me out. So
never heard of him.
The doc.
Yeah. I never heard of him either. Somebody was like, you should just talk to this guy. No, so he's been helping me out. I told him that I knew I was strong, but I wasn't strong for my weight at the time. So if I were to compete in the weight I was in, I'd just probably get annihilated. So when I contacted him, I thought he was going to tell me you can't cut weight and get stronger at the same time. But he knows that I'm fairly well educated.
What is your height and body weight approximately?
Right now I'm 5'8", and I'm anywhere – I've been in between like 151 and 155. My body fat's at like 15 now.
Sweet.
Good. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah. My lean body mass weighs more than most people, which is kind of rad.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your diet? Like, what'd you do recently to drop 30 pounds?
I definitely consume all my carbs during my training time.
Right.
Yeah. And I think for a while I kind of quit giving a fuck living in New York. I was eating way too many donuts.
So with like flexible dieting, a lot of times the type of carbs don't always matter, but do you pay attention to what style of carbs so that you don't tend to go off the deep end or
usually,
anything like that?
Well, I try to get about 40 grams of fiber in a day, and if I get 40 grams of fiber in a day, it's really hard to get too much sugar in it.
I understand, yeah.
So
that's
I keep,
a good point.
Yeah. So
so do you just poop in a bathtub with 40 grams of fiber?
Yeah,
or
drink
are
a
you lifting
on
manhole covers? Or like,
I have to like prep for it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to take a pre-workout just to take a shit. Here I go. Here
dissolve
I go.
Your pre-workout
in
your
I'm in there
coffee.
For an hour.
Into
do you guys poop with the door open, room. You and Drew? You shit with the door
oh,
open?
Oh, yeah. I'll walk in and kiss him while he's pooping.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's you hot know, and heavy.
It's funny, though, because...
well, his shit can't stink. He's a
I
cute
bet
little
Matthew
guy.
Hasn't even done that.
Yeah.
Matthew's weird about... Okay, so listen to this. Matt will poop in front of Drew, but not in front of his girlfriend, who he's been together with for a year. That so they just sense. Moved in together, because I moved them out to work for me on the East Coast, and Got a house out in Jersey. So they're living in my house in Jersey.
Next to Snooki, or?
The difference
no,
is.
No, we're like out in the burbs in Jersey, not the shore.
Oh. I've never been to any of there.
The difference is that Matt has probably never sucked his girlfriend's dick.
This is true. So. And he's probably sucked Jews.
Yes. Yes. See?
I wonder if Matt gives better blowjobs than I.
Fucking A. He
probably.
Might.
Probably.
He might. So I know all the spots.
You could be the most talented, but probably. Yeah.
Should we text Drew and ask him?
Yeah, we should text
he
Drew.
He might
and
just
ask
be
him.
Like super into it.
Should I call Drew and ask him?
If I.
should I?
Put him on the spot? Why not?
He'd be like, what? He's driving down to the OC Throwdown right now. He's in a car full of boys.
I'm sure they want to hear it.
They're all probably wondering the same thing. So you would help
clear
up.
Yeah, they're all Reno voice. They're all friends of Matt's.
You would help clear up a lot of stuff for
they
a lot
probably
of
know more than I do.
So shifting into powerlifting now, yeah. What's changing with that?
In what regard?
Like with your training. Have you been doing you squatting 3 times a week or are you
Jesse,
focusing on something specific?
Zumba.
Or?
Yeah, just doing lots of Zumba.
Lots
cardio.
Of stretching.
Yeah, lots of stretching. Been squatting twice a week, deadlifting twice a week. Well, once a week, benching twice a week. My bench was always my weakest, so we've been focusing on that a lot. Jesse told me when I went and saw him before I came here on Tuesday, because my programming's fucking hard. Like, I'm at the gym all day, and I'm just beat up. And I told him, I do every single rep. I do everything he tells me. Don't skip anything. And he explained to me, he's like, the purpose of me doing that to you is so that a meet feels easy. You know, so, yeah. And I eat enough to be able to handle the type of training he's been. That's another thing is I just think the more intense training has been a huge aid to the weight loss, too. You know, I went from training like an hour and a half a day to training sometimes 4 or 5.
And you're probably training like 6 days a week or something like that.
Yeah, 6 days a week,
So Jesse Burdick uses the conjugate system quite a bit. How do you feel with utilizing that method? You know, sometimes you get kind of far away from certain exercises. You might get... you might get a little bit far away from, like, a regular squat for a little bit because you might use chains
or
bands.
Or a regular deadlift.
Right.
Yeah, or a regular deadlift.
I think that's what's been hard. So given that I do have a background with West Side Barbell, I'm pretty familiar with conjugate, and I know it works for me, but I've never been on a conjugate program. So that was kind
of – he's like, you know, Jesse's about as deep into it as you can get. Like, he'll utilize you know, for himself probably upwards of, like, 50 different exercises. It might take him a whole year to get back to – another lift or sometimes even longer, you know? And so, some people can handle that because mentally they don't really give a fuck about what they're actually lifting. But other people are like, well, what the fuck do I actually lift? Like, you know, and they lose the sensation of like a regular squat or regular deadlift and they kind of worry about it. So do you feel, you know, kind of worried about, you know, missing some of that or is there enough of that programmed in to where you're okay?
There's so many variations programmed in that I almost feel more confident in the fact that I feel like I'm just going to be able to lift a ton of weight.
Doesn't fucking matter. Yeah.
Right. So I think that I'm really, really challenged by doing stuff banded, like really challenged.
Do you like that because you're like going into the workout, you're not necessarily probably sure of like the amount of weight that you're going to lift, right?
Right. And I used to be one of those people that would get really frustrated if I couldn't hit the numbers I wanted to hit.
Right.
Whereas now it's just a fucking victory to finish the workout. Right. You know what I mean? So like I go in and I'm like, fuck. My new hobby is not looking at my programming before I get to the gym because I'll just rip a hole in my own mind over it. And I get to the gym and then I look at my programming and I'm like, this motherfucker. And then I just do it.
Right.
So it's one of those things where it's to me, like me finishing my program every single day and doing what I was supposed to do is a victory in and of itself.
Yeah, the so like on a typical day, like say like just let's say it's a deadlift, and he tells you to work up to heavy set of 3, you know, against a band. You're just going to continue to work up heavy until you get to that kind of max set.
Exactly,
right?
That's kind of that works well for me. I'm not so one thing really strange about me is my one rep max. I can hit it multiple times,
right?
And I'm one of those people who are like, I've gotten up to like a 295 squat. I was squatting 315 when I was heavier, but it's dropped down to about 295 now.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to squat more than 295 for weeks now, but I can hit 295 multiple times.
Right.
So,
multiple singles.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I can hit it for double, two, sometimes doubles, sometimes triples if it's like a refeed day and I've had a lot of food. So, I'm a really inconsistent lifter. Like my deadlift, there'll be days where I pull 330 for reps, and there'll be days where I can't pull 3.
Are you learning from that a little bit? Are you starting to feel that like earlier in your workout, or you still have no clue where the fuck you're at till you get to the end?
It's usually when I get into like my heavy working sets, right. I know how the day's gonna go.
Then you start to feel it kind of like, kind of feel it like in my hands.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I learned this back when I was at RAF, when I wake up in the morning, if I can't make a strong, solid fist first thing in the morning, that's a really good indicator.
Punch Drew right in the dick.
Right. That's a really good indicator for me that my CNS is fatigued and I either need to eat some more, or recover for a day, right. or just, you know, like sometimes I'll switch my max effort days for my dynamic effort days. If I wake up and I just feel toasted, I'll swap out.
Do you think you're talking about hitting like 90 or 100% for multiple singles? Do you think that has to do with kind of your background of like just general strength and conditioning? You did that for a really long time.
Yeah, I think so. Even I've been in this industry a long time, but I'm still consider myself fairly new to strength training. Like I've only been strength training 3 years, you know, and that's still to me very, yeah. I'm very intermediate, you know, and I'm a novice competitive powerlifter. Like I'm just now getting into the competitive aspect of it. So I just think that.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was really odd when I had a question from my friend that was directed to you through like a text message. I sent that over to you.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I have a friend who's texting me about squats and deadlifts to ask Chrissy May, who gets information from Jesse Burdick. Right? Who, you know, I share information all the time.
Yeah, when you text me that.
I was like so confused, good for her that you're able to get, you know, all your information out there and stuff.
And when you text me, it was funny because we were on the plane and you're like, oh, my friend has a question. And I thought it was going to be about like food or like recovery, right. you know, because I'm like, what is she going to ask me that she can't ask Mark? And it was about squats and deadlifts.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this text and I'm like, I don't even know what to say.
You're like, why the fuck does Mark answer that?
I know.
Yeah. It seems like there are two camps.
But she
like,
wanted to know from you, though, because she's read a lot of your stuff. Yeah. And I think it was, you know, it's like girl to girl. Like the girls want to know what some of the other chicks are doing.
And that's true, too, because like sometimes there's – like Jesse's awesome and Jesse's so great at staying.
But he's obese. We talked about that earlier. And he has
he's
a huge
so
head.
He's so helpful. But there's times when I need like a woman's perspective on competitive powerlifting. So
Jesse Burdick is chasing after Katie Hogan all day long.
I know, right?
You know?
Yeah.
He'll never catch her.
No.
So
that picture he posted when he took over my Instagram when I was in Iceland of when you were fat and he was skinny.
Oh,
holy shit.
Wasn't that amazing?
Sam Dancer texted me and he's a screenshot because I hadn't seen it yet because Jesse was logged into my Instagram for me all weekend.
We've both flip-flopped either way. It's been amazing.
And Sam Dancer sent me a text of like the screenshot of it.
He
I go,
impressed.
Where did you get this picture, Sam? Sam's like, it's on your Instagram. I was like, what? And I saw the picture and I was with Matt Vincent.
That's awesome.
And we were just dying.
Speaking
laughing.
Of fat.
Yeah. Need to talk about that trip.
Oh, yeah. Iceland?
Yeah.
That? Okay. We trained at Jockable.
That was weird because it seemed like everybody was there for some reason.
Yeah.
What was the reason for the trip?
Matt Vincent texted Drew and I like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving and he's like, oh, just getting ready for Iceland. And I was like, I want to go. And Matt's like, book a ticket. And I was like, okay. And I just booked it. And Drew was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, we're on Iceland. It was just really random. So yeah, Matt took us to Iceland. Matt obviously is friends with a lot of very strong men there, given who he is and what he does. So we walk into Jockable and there's dudes in there like this dude walked in wearing like his jeans and his work boots and just deadlifted 800
pounds. I love that
pounds.
Shit.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But you want to know what they
Bottle
said
of
to
vodka.
Me? Right?
Holy
so
shit.
We're in there training and like I'm mobilizing and warming up and Drew and I are like, you know, we mobilize, we warm up for a good 40 minutes and this dude's sitting there, this huge man staring at us and I look at him, he goes, do you just do this whole time or do you lift? And Drew and I looked at each other and we both just started lifting. we were like, holy, these dudes don't warm up. You know, they just go in there and just lift.
They've probably been laying carpet and construction all day.
Well,
they're
you know what's
warm.
Crazy is like you walk into that and I've watched documentaries on that gym before, but you walk in and it's just a concrete room with nothing in it.
Right.
There's a big Icelandic sign that says no pussies allowed or something.
Right.
And then they weld all their own shit. So they had turned a leg press machine into a seated row. That's how fucking strong those dudes are. So we walk in, I go, and it's like this leg press machine laying on its side that has all this shit welded to it. And we're like, what is this? And he's like, row machine. It's like, holy fuck, where are we?
Yeah, you're like, cool. How does anybody use that? How do you even set that up to lift on it?
It was a cool trip. Matt Vincent is something else, man.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah. He is like, Drew was having a really hard time adjusting in New York. And we went on this trip and Matt just like has a way of looking at things and explaining things. And Drew came back like totally at peace with himself and his training. And
that's great.
Yeah, it's man on man sex. Yeah. That'll...
That's what they were doing.
So he cares about it more.
Yeah, that will really
the Spartan
that
way
settles nerves.
Yeah.
So you know, like
I don't have any problem with that. don't know. Not with those guys.
Spartan way. That's great.
So yeah, it was
nothing will settle you down like some cum on your face.
Matt, another one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Yeah, so. Matt, I felt really lucky. Like him and I.
We love you, Matt Vincent.
Yeah, we love you, Matt Vincent. And he just another thing he explained to Drew and I both is your training. You need to look at your training like it's a job. You need to go in and just get it done, and not every day is going to be a great fucking day. And he's like, you can't go in there expecting a PR every single day because it doesn't matter. He goes, you need to perform when it matters, when you're competing. And if you start to look at your training as like expecting all this crazy progress, PRs, he's like, it's not always going to be that way.
Yeah, that's a message that newbie lifters need to get.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's very hard to tell them that.
It's crazy because Matt, you know, he predominantly trains completely by himself, which I would never be able to do. I don't know how he does it. It's fucking awesome. I admire it. I think it's cool, but that would be tough.
Right.
Yeah.
Because on days that you don't feel good, it would be hard to even get a decent workout in.
Right.
You know,
because you have to be self motivated.
Yeah, he's able to do it somehow. So maybe that's why he's a fucking world champion.
He's phenomenal.
I put him on the front of Power Magazine that says world champion, and there's a question mark next to it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Man,
on
a lot of people.
On his Instagram, people were getting so mad, and he's like, "No, it's cool. It's funny." You know,
that was his idea.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Because he just does not look like a world champion of much of anything.
Yeah. Right.
He's an ass kicker.
A sushi eater, maybe.
Especially as of like 3 years ago when he was about 40 pounds heavier.
Yeah, he's lost some weight.
You were just like, I don't know what this guy does. Maybe like arm wrestlers or some shit. But he's extremely athletic and he kicks ass in Highland Games.
He's handsome. Pink socks like no other dude I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great fashion sense. Yeah. Big dick. Let's keep going. Nice hair.
Strongest hipster.
Big ass.
He is the biggest fucking hipster. Jeans. So I had only like seen photos of him on like Facebook and Instagram.
Right.
And one day he was texting Drew and I and he sent us a selfie in the car. And I was like, that's Matt Vincent. And he's got his Wayfarers on, his hair all hipstered out. And he's wearing like, I was like, holy shit. And then when we were with him in Iceland, when he was wearing like street clothes, I'm like, you're such a fucking hipster.
He is. He's a foodie.
Did he bring his fixie there? Right around. Right around fucking Iceland.
His vinyls.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably did, huh? Vinyl collection on the fucking airplane.
Yeah,
he sounds so much better.
Yeah.
Shut up, Matt Vincent.
He's sitting there with a fucking record player in his lap.
Fuck you, Mac.
Oh, man.
It is sound canceling or noise canceling headphones and.
Vinyls.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus
Christ. I hate that guy.
What else went on in Iceland? Anything else cool?
Met Thor. Did you meet Thor?
Oh, we met. Which.
Big Hap Thor?
Yeah, we met Hap Thor, the mountain. Yeah. So funny story, we were like, oh, we're going to someone's birthday party. And we get to this guy's house. I didn't know we were going to fucking the mountain's house. And he opens the door. This man is like 370 pounds, 6'10", and has abs.
He's nuts. He just posted a picture the other day. That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
And he's so nice. And he's like, oh, let me take your coat. And he's like walking us and feeding us like pizza and like the nicest giant person ever. So it was funny because Drew was half the size of the smallest dude at the party.
Oh my God.
And Drew's 200 pounds. You know, like he's not small. So it was funny because he was like, I've never felt like this before. Like there's just, everybody there's just huge.
Well, and those guys, you know, they're insanely athletic too.
Yeah. And it was really cool training with him too. You know, like I got to train with some of the best deadlifters in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was definitely really
Thor,
humbling.
Thor holds the world record for the, what's that fucking?
Stone carry, maybe?
Yeah, but what's it? It's got a name. That
the stone itself,
yeah.
It's the awkward stone.
Huff, whatever.
Yeah, I have no idea. But he did it in our wraps. That's all I know.
Yeah, he's fucking insanely strong, though. And I saw a video of him. I don't know if you guys saw it, of him boxing.
Really?
You guys see that on Facebook?
No, but I saw one of him playing basketball.
It was awesome.
He was a high level basketball player.
Yeah.
There's a video of him like dunking and shit.
He was boxing he was just going after this dude with like everything he had. And he clearly has some boxing training, it looked like. But you know, the other guy was well trained and he was starting kind of get his ass kicked, but he had a lot of heart because I don't know if any of you guys have ever done anything like that, wrestling or boxing.
Nope.
When you lose your air and the other guy starts whooping your ass, you turn into a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You turn into a total coward. And he never did. He tried to fight all the way through, but he was fucking gassed out. But it was cool to see. And there's all these like negative comments because people were like, oh, he's a big guy. He should be able to,
you know. Train in it though.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He doesn't train in it. The other guy was obviously like, highly skilled. And what I kind of gathered from it was like, this fucking dude can do anything. Like, this guy could probably go out for some NFL football team or some shit.
It was crazy because the guy that owns Jacobo, Magnus Magnuson.
Magnus for Magnuson. Yeah.
He was saying
an unbelievable name. Magnus for Magnuson.
So all their names are super cool over there. He was saying how, like, he was all pissed at the gym one day because, like, Hefner's pretty famous right now, you know, with all the Game of Thrones. And he's going around doing the Comic Cons in, like, Japan and shit.
Right.
He was all pissed, being like, oh, he's famous now. He doesn't care about the strongman, like, you know, getting all mad. But
I'm interested to see if he can – if how well he'll do, because he lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
He did kind of go a little Hollywood. He lost a shitload of body fat, which is awesome, and he looks amazing.
What's the next competition, though, 6 months? Who knows what he might do?
He might throw some of that chub back
he's
on.
He's training for World's Strongest Man, I think.
So it might be a little while. And World's Strongest Man, they all say, is a little lighter, a little faster. Right. So maybe it'll help him.
Yeah. And the training for the Arnold is real brutal, too.
Yeah, so. I don't know if he's doing that.
I don't know. What you doing? What you got coming up? Well, I know you got powerlifting meet coming up.
Powerlifting meet.
Which you can wear the slingshot gear because it's officially approved.
Yeah, I'm
really
excited.
Was that in New York, out here?
No, it's upstate Albany.
Oh, cool.
So then it looks like Jesse wants me to do the
at the Albany Athletic Club?
No, it's at Trenton or Trent. Is there a fucking – you're from there. You would know. Is there a place called Trenton just barely north of Albany?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's at some gym there.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then I think the meet I'm going to do after that is going to be the one in this. We were talking about this the other day.
Right.
I think it's at Dan Green's.
Maybe at Dan Green's gym, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I saw it posted.
Boss Barbell Club.
End of May?
Yeah. So it'll give me a month to kind of
you're doing
play
that?
And have. I think so.
Maybe I should sneak in. What
you
do you think, Smelly?
It's going to be pretty. Looks like it's going to be pretty competitive.
Maybe I'll sneak in.
Do it.
She'll kick your ass.
Head to head.
Head to head, yeah, right.
And you haven't done a powerlifting meet before, have you?
No, I've done some. I did like 2 years ago in some bullshit federation.
Okay.
So this will be my first legit, you know. Oh, so Donuts and Deadlifts became official partners and sponsors of USAPL.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
So that was pretty cool, too. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Are you sponsoring like individual meets or kind of how does it work?
Yeah, so I sponsored the Open, which was pretty cool because it was USAW and USAPL.
Right.
So what we did is we had Astro Donuts cater our booth. So every morning they brought us 10 dozen donuts. So
people love donuts.
Right. So when the athletes were making weight,
they'd
run over and grab a donut. Yeah. So it was actually a really big hit. So we were thinking at future competitions.
You only got like 2 hours in the USAPL to gain your weight
so
back.
And then there was dudes
so you better donut it up, you know.
Donut it up. There was dudes who were coming out to our booth between their sets.
Hell yeah, that'd be
like,
me.
Yeah, running out, grabbing a donut between their lifts. It was kind of funny. It was really fun, though. It was cool to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
Good exposure for the brand.
Have you run into other big lifters out there? Is that me fucking vibrating?
It's me.
Okay, good.
It's one of my three cell phones.
Well, apparently me, too.
I train with Scott Paltos a lot.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so Scott, Kevin Oaks by me.
Okay, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Kevin Oaks
is strong
as shit. Yeah, it's
and
hard
Larry.
Because... Yeah.
Larry Wheels.
Larry Wheels. We always talk about this. You can't have the name Larry and be like under the age of like 70.
And Jack the black guy.
What's he doing?
You can't
name call
Larry.
Larry. Get over here, Larry.
Uncle
what?
Larry.
What?
Uncle Larry. I don't want
how
to watch football.
He?
He's
like
only
19,
like,
20?
Yeah,
what?
He's like 20.
Yeah. Just benched 525 for five or something.
570 in training. Yeah, he's
that
nuts.
Young? I didn't know he was that young.
He's a fucking savage.
Can't tell by those big pecs, huh?
Yeah.
He's all shredded.
How do you know about him since you only perv on girls, huh?
Just because.
Pervin.
Hey, back to Pervin. Back to Pervin.
Pervin caught.
Hey.
Because caught
Drew.
Pervin on Larry.
Because Drew pervs
Drew
on,
pervs
Drew.
On
Drew.
The dudes.
That's all right. We all perv on Larry.
So here's the way perving looks with your finger, right?
Right.
On Instagram, right? You're going like this, right? And then you go.
Well, first you have to click explore down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you go.
Yeah, then you're.
Yeah, and then you just stop, and then you investigate.
Yeah.
But the worst is when you go.
And then you click through a couple times.
But you know
times.
What the worst is when you're on someone's Instagram, and you're back like 97 weeks, and you like a picture, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do it all.
Yeah, caught.
And I'm like, oh, my God, that's so embarrassing.
Or you're trying to screen, and your hand gets stuck because the screen gets weird,
well,
and you like
what,
it. You didn't mean to
I've
like it because it's her ass.
Doing? I've accidentally been blocking people, trying to look at who they follow. So I blocked one of my really good friends, and he thought, like,
what's up? What
he
are you
was,
doing?
Yeah, and it was funny because I
what I say? What
yeah,
I say?
So there was. I've accidentally been blocking people on Instagram. That's been pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's funny because I block them, but I follow them back, and I like their pictures, and I don't even realize it. It's pretty funny.
Oops.
What happened to one of the guys here? I'm not going to name any names. Little Smokey. He was perving one day, and he doesn't.
He didn't have an Instagram
at the time. He didn't have Instagram.
No, he used
his
wife's
Instagram. and he's perving and he's checking out some ladies, and he goes to like zoom in, you know, like you double click zoom in. But on Instagram, you double click and it likes it. So he liked a bunch of asses. I think one of them might have been hers, right?
Probably.
I think it was, right?
He was in trouble. Fucking Little Smokey.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, one of them was like, and you had like some short shorts or something creeping up your butt. And
that's so funny.
He tried to zoom in and one thing led to another.
On his wife's Instagram.
What a rookie.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're perving.
Well, isn't that how he ended up running NB Slingshot?
Yeah, he got so good at perving, now he runs our slingshot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need pervs. We need more pervs.
Yeah.
If you're a perv and you're listening, we could really use you.
We're recruiting you.
You can have an unpaid internship.
Yeah. Yeah, free high fives.
Free perving.
Free perving.
Yeah, that's true.
I think New Year's Eve.
You could just tell your wife or significant other, be like, I'm not actually perving.
It's work.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at these hot asses, but they happen to be in a hip circle.
Do you know who I perv on a lot?
Huh?
Kim.
Kim Valentine.
Yes.
I think, I'm a fan. Yeah. Mike almost burned a hole in her fucking pants when she was here with his eyes.
Her ass burned a hole in my eyes.
Yeah, I perv on her a lot, and I perv on Colleen.
I thought Mike had x-ray vision the way
so
he was
Jeff
looking at her.
Now.
I know. She was at CSA right after I guess she got there right after I left on Tuesday, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
He's going to propose.
They're so jacked.
Yeah.
Proposed lesbian porn or proposed marriage?
Oh, yes, lesbian porn.
Oh, all right. I was a little confused.
Yeah. I don't believe in marriage.
Yeah, Kim is pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's jacked.
She's super inspiring.
She's coming next week.
She's fucking stocky. She's fucking jacked. So it's pretty funny.
I perv on her Instagram a lot.
She kind of has the powerlifting waddle because her legs are so jacked.
How tall is she?
Five three?
No, like I don't think she's 5 feet tall.
She got to be
no
little.
Way.
She's like 100 pounds.
I don't think
she's taller than 5 foot.
No, she's super short.
I'm cheering for you, Kim. You're above 5 foot.
We'll find out. I guess
she's a little.
She's
shit.
Texting
she's,
me right now.
Somebody text her. Find out your phone is.
She's 5
up.
Feet tall. Anyway, yeah, she is pretty amazing though.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Strong.
Hmm.
Betty Strong.
Very strong. Yeah.
Strong like bull.
Yeah.
What else you got going on for this year? You have any plans to go out to like the Arnold Classic or anything
like
that? Because there's a big USAPL thing going on there.
So I'm a title sponsor for it for the USAPL for the powerlifting portion. So. We're still figuring out if we're going to have a booth or not. I guess the way that it's set up, there might not be booth space. So we'll find out about that soon.
Because they're not on the floor.
Yeah,
they're
outside
in that separate
area. Yeah. I don't know if I'll personally be going to the Arnold, but my company's sponsoring it, which is cool. Yeah, and we have some seminars lined up. And then we're writing a book that's actually getting published,
Sweet.
Book. So it's a travel guide.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, travel guide for gyms and donut shops.
All the good donut places.
Yeah, and the best gyms in the country. So
that's
we've been
great.
Doing interviews.
Cool.
Yeah, you guys are on the list.
Oh, hey!
Yeah,
for donuts, obviously. There's no fucking lifting going on
so
here.
So much work going on here right now. It's not even funny. We actually had to have the floor crew knock off so that we could record this podcast. They're going to polish the cement floors and the
doing all kinds of shit out there.
Yeah, it's bananas in here.
Upgrading the toilets.
Upgrading the toilets.
Oh, yeah, the toilet's not up front anymore.
We're trying to get the toilet ready for you, but we didn't have time.
Not time.
All that
do you
fiber.
Not have a, do you not have a functioning toilet?
No, we
have
a functioning
one.
Toilet.
Oh, okay.
That's like, but we're trying to get
you're
it super
like, you're like, I'm getting there. With this coffee, I need that.
And supposedly we're going to eat food here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little more personal. Let's talk about your sobriety a little bit. You mentioned it before we hopped on the air. And then you mentioned something really, really fucking cool to me the other day when you were here with your ball friend, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
You said that someone came up to you, I think you said maybe at CSA.
Yeah, CSA.
And said that you had a huge impact on their life because of the things you talked about on the show. So you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I had a gentleman walk up to me at CSA, and he looked like he was about to cry. Like, he looked really nervous to talk to me, and then I get really nervous.
Your name is safe with us, Jesse Burdick.
I get really emotional.
All right, Jesse.
I get really emotional talking about my sobriety, especially recently, because what I've gone through in the past 6 months with it. So he walked up to me, and he's like, I just want to tell you that after listening to you on the podcast, the first time you were on it, it really was a huge influence for me to get sober, and I've been
that's amazing.
And I was like, it's one of those things where I almost don't know what to say, you know.
You're
and
just trying
I
not to break down.
I want to thank him when he's thanking me, and I'm just like, I don't really know what to say. And I was like, it's really awesome. Like, keep up.
You're
together.
Like, the worst thing I can do right now is probably just break down and
right.
just start
you know,
bawling.
I just told him I'm really proud of you. You know,
that's
awesome,
great.
And it was super cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think
when someone does say something like that, do you kind of also feel like I'm sure you go through a lot of ups and downs, and you said you've been through quite a bit the last several months.
Yeah.
Do you kind of sometimes feel like yeah, that's fucking awesome, but this is like this is a long story, like, and you got to keep. You know, do you kind of feel like you need to, like, say something like that? Or is that, like, almost too negative?
It's one of those things where it's – I don't have a lot of sobriety under my belt. And,
right.
You know, like, even though there's nothing –
You're going on how long, approximately?
To, like, 19, 20 months.
Okay.
And I feel like I didn't even really start living a sober life until, like, 5 months ago. You know, like, my first year of sobriety, I was learning how to be sober.
Right.
Like, and I – in my first year of sobriety, I realized I had all these other fucking issues that I – that were neglected because I was using and drinking all the time. So I think that it's just been like the past 5, 6, 7 months that I've really started to manage it better and like truly lived a sober life. So
rather than explaining like in detail, drinking and doing drugs made you act in ways that you're not happy with.
Right.
And even when you stopped those drugs and alcohol, you still kind of acted a similar way.
Yeah, and it was just different. I had so many issues I wasn't dealing with because I was drinking and using to mask them. And so, you know, like getting sober, there was some things I had been really dishonest with while I was drinking. So I got sober and I'm like, all right, I'm sober now. I get to like fucking admit all this shit to the people I love and care about, you know? And so it's been like really hard, but I've recently gotten back involved with like meetings and recovery and stuff, which I wasn't doing for a while, but I kind of like found a really
cool. You have some family that's close or some friends that are close that have kind of kept you or has it been a lot? I know you have Drew now, but before him, has it been a lot on your own?
Yeah, it was all on my own. I didn't have a sponsor or anything for a long time. And my method of staying sober is staying busy, which means, of course, I put.
What about so? What about people that are outside? You know, like what about like Elaine Norton and those types of people? Maybe they're not like saying, "Hey, don't drink or do drugs," but they're keeping you focused in a different way.
Right.
Those kind of things help and motivate you and kind
of
keep you.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where a lot of times I just think like the last people I want to upset is my parents and like my coaches and my boyfriend, you know, and my friends. So, I think that working with Jesse and Lane humbled me a lot.
Right.
I think for a really long time I was a very narcissistic person, and I think I thought I had it all figured out and it was my way and every other way was stupid, and I was very big-headed.
Sounds familiar. Silent Mike?
I don't think I was a very humble person up until July or August. And working with Jesse and Lane, like, I don't know that much. I might be, you know, fairly educated. I might have a lot of experience doing this, but I don't know. Like, working with Jesse and Lane has really shown me. I don't, you know, that's kind of why I decided to quit coaching. Mm-hmm. And working under people like Jesse and Lane and learning from them, I'm learning so much more as being one of their athletes than I could ever learn trying to coach other people with the very little knowledge I had.
Having known Jesse for a long time, I know he's very supportive of sobriety.
Yeah.
I mean, not to get into his backstory, but I know that like he has one of the biggest straight edge tattoos I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's been really hard, but Drew goes to meetings with me, which is really nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, you know, like one promise we've really made each other is to start dealing, because obviously Drew suffers from mental illness, so it's hard. You put someone with severe mental illness together with an addict alcoholic, it's like a recipe for disaster, so the agreement is to be...
What has he been diagnosed with?
He has bipolar type 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
We've known Drew, you know, for a little while here, what, about 3 years
about
or so?
3 years or so, yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. And, you know, he was someone that was just kind of training casually here and there.
Yeah.
I remember, I think I saw like a video.
The CrossFit.
From the CrossFit.
Like CrossFit. So like, I didn't know him that well. I know that he's like spontaneous and that he's fucking funny and that he's witty, and it was clear that he has like a creative mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know about, you know, him being bipolar or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so when I saw that video, it kind of blew me away. I was like, wow, I had no idea he was dealing with a lot of these things. So you guys have been able to help each other a lot, huh?
Yeah, and just being supportive and understanding, and we're both very like open and talk about it a lot. And it's definitely been really cool. I think at first a lot of people were kind of concerned, both on his side and my side, like, whoa, you know, like you guys both should be really careful, especially one of his ex-girlfriends who's sober kind of like reached out to me and she's like, you need to be really careful because his mental illness could potentially be a threat to your sobriety. But we both knew what we were getting into and we found a way to like both manage our illnesses, and it's going really well.
He, you know, from what I recall, he was kind of, you know, maybe a year or two ago, he just kind of got really super just depressed.
Yeah.
Just got really, you know, down to the point where he was doing a lot of CrossFit. He was doing a lot of these other things. And he was all excited about it. He's super strong. He's super athletic. He's super capable. But for whatever reason, in his mind, he thought, like, I can't fucking handle this shit. I'm not good enough. Or whatever the things that
were
going on.
He was doing the open workouts, and they were not working out the way he wanted them to. And so he got really down on himself.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't see his potential.
Right.
Like, I look at – so one thing about – Drew is like he's recently has been the biggest influence in the change in my mindset and like how I approach training. I haven't been doing this a long time and it's never been my career. Like powerlifting's a hobby to me. I'd eventually like it to make my career, but like as of right now, it's still a hobby. And Drew has like given his life to training and being an athlete and he has to work really hard and seeing him go to the gym for 6 hours a day and being so dedicated. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. Like, you know, it's definitely,
he knows a fuckload about training. He's kind of an OG when it comes to CrossFit.
Yeah.
He started
CrossFit when it first started. And like, he, you know, like him and I share, like
he starts talking about training, it's clear that he knows his shit. Yeah. I mean, he really does.
Him and I share the similar belief that you learn the most from the people you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
You know, and like we've both been really lucky to like come get a train with you guys, and I get to train with Jesse and Scott and like Kelly. Getting to go train with like Kelly and Diane at San Francisco CrossFit. Yeah. Like I've learned so much just from like being in a room with Kelly Starrett for a day. Right. You know, and that's what's really rad. And Drew's like really shown me like I can read all the textbooks and articles and get all the certifications in the world, but you don't learn the way you do in the flesh and blood with people.
Right. Drew was a pretty critical member of the San Francisco Fire MPGL team last fall.
Yeah.
And watching him with his teammates during matches, it's crazy. I've never seen anything like that. He's such a cheerleader. He's such a coach.
Yeah, and I got the pleasure to actually live with the team, you know, which was super rad to me, like getting to spend my days with like people like Sam and Cheryl Bross and Annie Sakamoto, like games athletes who have been doing this forever, like phenomenal athletes. And Drew would always be like, I don't know what I'm doing here with these people. Like, I can't, you know, I'm like, are you kidding me? And like,
dude, you're good.
Right. And he was like coach, like they all looked to him for like coaching and like strategic stuff. And it like, they look up to him so much. And he was so appreciative of them. And like, it kind of made him realize that he needed to remove himself from the Reno environment because he needs to be somewhere where he can flourish and be appreciated. And there's not a lot of upward mobility in Reno. I mean, he was at the ceiling, so yeah, he's pumped for the next season.
So he just went to the biggest city in the world.
Yeah. Just go to New York City. Yeah. I'm still in shock he moved there.
Me too, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Was not expecting that.
Yeah, but you know what? Those kind of things, I just think they're great. Like, it doesn't matter if you end up staying there or not. Just trying.
It's just what it does to you while you're there, how it changes you.
It's changed me a ton. Like, you know.
It's huge.
Yeah. And I've been there a year now, and I feel like I'm just now kind of settling in. Right. So it's just a very motivating place to live. Everybody who's there is working really hard in whatever it is they're doing, and it's an awesome environment to be around. Everybody you meet, whether like fitness and training aside.
They talk about me a lot out there. It's my hometown.
In New York?
No. I've never been there, but I know the answer.
You know, yeah.
No.
That's odd.
We'll get recognized at lunch today, though. Yeah. I know.
I wonder what part you're in, because that's odd.
Weird.
Yeah.
You must not be in the Big Apple.
You must be like in the area where there's a lot of foreigners or something. Yeah.
But back to Drew for just a second, though. I mean, I watched him. I went to Vegas for the final combines.
Yeah.
And you know, they were thrown together. That was, you know, before they were teams.
Right.
They were thrown together in groups, and watching him with athletes that he'd only seen, people he didn't really know, and be able to interact with them on that level and sort of break down what was going on and it was great. It was amazing.
That's one thing I always tell him. Like, he is so gifted as a coach. And he's not the most gifted athlete. He has to work really, really hard to be a good athlete, twice as hard as most people. Like, most athletes don't need to spend 6 hours in the gym training a day. It's a very natural athletic gift that most people have. He doesn't have that. And he works really, really hard. And he's got injuries, and he's, like, dealing with some shit. And I'm like, you're coaching gift is unlike anything I've ever seen. Like, right. you need to be right. coaching athletes because right. you're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so he still won't give up the athlete thing. Like, he's going to keep trying. He's still got some years left in him. But I can't wait to watch him flourish as a coach yeah. when that time comes.
And San Francisco was a particularly well-coached team.
Very
period.
Well. Well, the other thing is they put them all in a house to live together. Right. And they got to know right. each other. And, like, I think as a coach, it's more than just – counting reps and sets and putting together programming. I think as a coach, you need to like really get to know your
yeah,
athletes.
Definitely.
And as a coach, if you know someone got dumped by their girlfriend, you know, you can act as a better coach rather than yeah. just showing up to the gym every day and telling your athletes what to do. And I think all of them living in the house together and even like their team liaison who was best friends with the coaching staff would come stay out in the house with them. And they knew each other so well and their strengths and weaknesses. They're as a team, they were great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he still get, you know, weigh down himself, you know, after workouts and stuff like that? Like, does it, you know, a made lift, a missed lift, a poor performance in the gym?
It's not so much his abilities because he knows he's really strong. Like, he, you know, he's got a 300-pound snatch, but what's the issue is...
That's a big snatch.
Yeah.
Chrissy, I had no idea. You are looking wow. so much...
Lucky girl.
So attractive right now.
It's living large.
Damn, you said you weigh 155, but you have a snatch
double
that weighs
snatch.
Double that.
Damn.
So he
double body weight snatch.
Those are some meat curtains right there. That's a roast beef sandwich and a half.
Huh?
Oh my god.
So yeah, anyway.
Oh my god.
Those of you who are audio only will not get that.
Yeah,
so.
What were we talking about?
No.
We were talking about your 300-pound snatch.
Yeah, your boyfriend's snatch.
He'll miss a lift because of his shoulder injury when right. it has nothing to do with his technique or his strength. It has to do with his shoulder, and he gets really upset about his shoulder. It's not yeah. so much about like his ability, and he feels like he can't progress because of his shoulder. So he has bad training days, but I've learned how to handle them. You know, you just got to let him have a bad day.
Get some ice cream.
Yeah. Get some donuts. Go home.
Yeah.
Blowjobs. Everything's fixed.
Blowjobs probably fix a lot, huh?
Can fix anything with a good blowjob.
There's an RX.
That's what Marco always taught me.
It's an RX for life right there.
Oh, you want to hear something really funny?
I do.
So
no.
After,
what if I say no?
After I recorded the podcast last time, I went home. My mom was like, what'd you guys talk about? And I was like, oh my God, she's going to hear me talk about anal. And she listened to it. And she was like, it was really funny.
We should have
Chrissy,
your mom on the show.
Yeah. Runs in the family.
My mom's hot.
Damn.
She can come yeah. on the show.
She's Damn. A hot mom.
A MILF?
Yeah.
There you go. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, that was really fun having my dad listen too. So
that's
hi, Dad.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry, Pop.
Yeah, sorry.
I think he was less shocked than my mom was.
One of our previous guests, actually, Danny Lear from Caffeine and Kilos, spent the entire time saying, "My mom can't listen to this."
Oh yeah, he did, huh?
Yeah,
and she probably listened to the entire thing.
The entire thing
three times over. We're pretty entertaining.
We are sometimes.
Whatever. What do we got today? What you got lifting today?
I'm doing what you guys are doing, bench, right?
Oh, bench, yeah. Oh,
I have
shit.
To do, well, since I'm kind of tapering down for my meet, I have to overload bench day, so reverse band bench today.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Time to get jacked.
We do that here.
Time to get jacked.
I hear some weird noise.
I think the workers started up
they
again.
They started up again.
Oh,
they're just
okay.
quietly scraping.
I thought that was my stomach.
Oh, what do you want to eat? Let's talk food.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are we going to go eat?
I don't know. Well, there's only one donut or two donut places I recommend here.
There's Baker's, but isn't that kind of far?
Nah, it's a little far, but that place is amazing. I was thinking closer.
Remember
Baker's
when I saw
good.
You guys...
We should get some sushi. Fuck this.
I could fuck with some sushi.
Right. Hell yeah.
Back to donuts.
Back to donuts.
Yeah, Baker's is good.
Yeah.
Cool family
have,
that runs it.
Do we have questions? Do we have questions
oh, yeah,
from
I
the peanut gallery?
Some questions.
The peanut gallery.
This asshole... Omar Asmuff keeps texting me, so I had to turn off my phone.
Who's that?
You don't want to know. You could Google him.
He's a YouTuber. Famous YouTuber.
He's a nerd.
Omar
Asmuff?
Asmuff.
I know that name.
Asmuff. You've seen him. There's no way you haven't seen him.
He kind of looks like one of the wolf boys from Twilight.
He's got like 300,000 followers. We talk about him a little bit here and there. He's a cool dude.
He likes boys.
Yeah.
He's coming to visit us. That's going to be cute. Poop stories. That's what someone wants to hear about.
Well, remember last time we talked about the gummy bears?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
How can I top that?
Yeah, was that sugar-free gummy bears?
Yeah. Well, you know what's...
That's a terrible
away
idea.
From that shit.
I accidentally ate some the other day.
Oh.
But it wasn't as bad as the time we talked about. No, Ada. Actually, you want to... So, the only really funny poop story I can think about is right when Drew and I were kind of like first getting serious, I had just gotten back from Africa and where was I? Africa and Europe. And I got back and it was like the second day we had like been living together and we weren't like poop comfortable yet. And so we're in the car.
Poop adapted.
But listen, so we're in the car and we went out to dinner and we had one of his teammates in the back seat and she was really drunk. We picked her up.
And call her out. What's her name? She's hammered.
I'm not going to call her out. Candace.
Hammered in the back seat.
She's amazing.
No one's fucking safe on this show. Yeah. Goddamn.
I love Candace. So she's in the back seat and she's drunk. So she's like, God, I got to piss. And so I'm in the front seat and I don't know what Drew and I ate at dinner, but it was all going to come out of me. And I didn't want to tell Drew this. We weren't quite there yet. So we're in the car and I'm like, I'm pretending like I have to pee. And he's getting frustrated because we can't find a gas station.
Right.
It turned into a fight. And he's screaming at me because he's like, you're just going to have to hold it. And I don't want to be like, I'm going to shit my pants in your car. You know,
I mean,
because
Pete,
it was
I mean...
still so new. And so I'm like getting upset. And he's like, I don't understand why you're so upset. Like, and it's sort of this huge, huge, huge fight. We went to two gas stations. They were both like closed. Or there was a huge line. He's like, you guys are both just going to have to wait. And I'm like, I'm going to poop my pants in front of my boyfriend. Like I was, and then I started tearing up. Because I was so upset.
You should cry. That
and
would just
so
fix
he
everything.
Finally pulled the car over, and he pulled the car, and he's screaming. And I get out of the car, and I'm like, I'm just gonna fucking drop my pants right here. And I'm panicking. And he walks out, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I really have to poop." And he goes, "Well, you should have told me." And then it was like urgent.
Yeah.
So then we got in the car and found the gas station. It was super funny.
Oh, I thought he was gonna take you to a hospital.
No. He was like, "I feel like we just got so much closer." So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You cried because you had to poop so bad. That's...
Well, I was upset because he was so mad because he thought I was being like an immature girl about, oh my God, I have to pee.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, I was crying
because
like,
no,
I was like,
this is serious.
I was like, I'm going to poop my pants in my boyfriend's car and he's going to dump me. I would
dump.
Yeah.
Everybody poops part two. God damn it. I'm a genius.
What kind of snacks do you like to eat when you're on your dieting stuff? Like, why you've dropped all this weight? What are some little secret yummy meals that you have or snacks?
Oh, I just try to kind of do, like, high-fat, high-protein breakfast. I do a lot. I like rice
bacon-y,
cake.
Bacon-y, cheese-type, omelet-y
type
stuff?
I don't really fucks with cheese. It kind of messes my stomach up, but I'm big, you know, egg
omelet type thing.
Yeah, and I love avocado, egg and avocado. Bacon and red meat kind of digest funny in me, so I steer clear of it.
I thought you wanted to eat human.
I do.
But isn't that red meat?
Yeah, but I mean,
are we
it's
white
a risk
meat?
I'm willing to take.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's that red obsession meat? Definitely has it gone away. We talk about it all the time.
Red meat.
Maybe if
there's a website where you can enter like all your stats.
I don't know if I
want
to hear this.
No, it'll tell you what you taste like.
Oh, that's like the poop analyzer. Maybe the poop
so
analyzer could do
that. So you go in and you put
that.
Like your height, your weight, your body fat, like what type of fitness you're into, how active.
So you're not sweating the zombie apocalypse.
Well,
you want to be
funny
a zombie.
Is, like Drew and mine's lifestyles and diets and everything isn't that different. And it said Drew would taste good and that I would taste bad.
Aww.
So I guess
Drew does look scrumptious.
Yeah. He looks
a little
delicious.
Hairy, but
he looks delicious.
Someone wants to know. They just say high fat, low carb diets. Wondering maybe what you eat and how you eat.
So here's my thing. My palate really prefers a high-fat, low-carb diet. I don't like rice. I don't like pasta. I don't like, you know, I don't really like potato. I just like donuts. It's like the only carbs I care for. So if it was my way, I would be on a high-fat, low-carb diet because it tastes the best to me. But I look really good, high-carb, low-fat.
So what's the doc got you on?
The doc's got me on about 220 grams of carbs a day. I go up to 300 twice a week on my max effort days, and my fat's around 75. So that's still,
moderate.
That's higher fat than I would put myself on. That's another thing is a lot of people ask me, well, why'd you hire Lane Norton if you know what you're doing? Because I'm trying to cut weight for meat, which
right.
I've never done before.
Do you eat any like protein bars or weird snacks?
Yeah,
or like
I eat
all,
and since I'm so fucking busy and on the go so much, I'm a huge protein bar person. Kind of sick of Quest bars. Like I don't really have anything against them.
Right.
But
just ate a lot of them.
Yeah, they're just convenient. You know.
That's where you get that 20 grams of dump
yeah, that's
fiber.
Half my fiber from the day comes from. Yeah. Honestly, the Killcliff bars are fucking tasty.
Yeah, those are pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So I don't know.
We had some of those at the games, I think. Right.
Yeah.
We
the Killcliff bars aren't bad. The Victory bars aren't bad either.
Speaking of, I think it was Killcliff. Maybe it's somebody else.
I don't know. Are we calling more people out?
No, we're talking about
Candace. You drunk?
You drunk bitch. Jesus Christ, you were drunk.
God damn.
God damn, did we take a shit and a half together, Candace.
Yeah. Remember that time we shit on the road to Hammer
yeah,
drunk?
Right?
That's why girls go in the bathroom in groups.
Yeah.
Go in there blowing it up. We were going to talk about...
Hold my hand, I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to hurt! We were going to talk about short shorts and how they just keep creeping up higher and
shorter
higher.
And shorter.
Oh,
speaking
you know
of
what?
Short
was
shorts,
was it Kill Cliff that made them? Or
oh,
who made that
too. Yeah. But one of the girls you perv on, Colleen.
No, those people contacted
bit,
me today.
They're getting a little bit shorty short.
They're, I'll tell you, they sent me a DM and I haven't read it yet. Let's read it on
Did
the
Did they make
air.
Them for boys?
I'll ask them. So hold on, they Colleen.
I don't know
the
about
picture.
These shorts. Like, I'm a big fan of seeing some booty and
Fleo
stuff.
Fleo shorts, F L E O.
But training with your butt cheek hanging out is gross. I don't care how clean you're keeping
said.
That thing.
Yeah, it's still dirty.
The DM says, "Hi, Chrissy. We would love to send you some shorts. Winter be damned. It's always time for booty shorts."
Yeah.
Sluts. Booty.
There you go.
Yeah.
But just having the actual cheek hanging out is not cool. I don't think that's good.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what your glute
is. Mark is turning into
like.
A dad.
Yep. Getting too old.
Yeah. His little girl is going to be like 13 in a couple years.
She's going
to play volleyball.
Well, I've seen how short all the shit they try to sell to her is. It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Tall and willowy, and you're just going to be dead.
I'm going to be screwed.
Yeah.
I just think it's gross, though. I don't think that people should have like their ass hanging out.
Right. And then you get
I don't think it's too much to ask for.
You get people who are like, "Oh, it's for, these shorts are comfortable." I'm like, "Those shorts are not comfortable.
No.
They're up. They're in your butthole."
Right.
Yeah.
Your asshole's not far away. You're gonna go to bench. I'm gonna go to do tricep extensions where your asshole was, and I'm gonna get fucking pink eye because you didn't fucking wipe your butthole. Your starfish wasn't clean enough.
Chocolate starfish.
That's
Jesus
gross.
Christ,
chocolate starfish.
I'm never letting you lift off from me again.
Wear some goddamn panties or something with those things. Something.
Yeah, we talked
know.
About that last time, too,
we could,
right?
We could pantyless call this
oh,
episode
yeah, we
chocolate
did, yeah, we listened to the PowerCast.
Well, I was confused last time on whether you had panties on or not. And then
last,
Kim Tran did the
I
same thing.
Kim said no panties on any Lululemon. She didn't specify spandex. That gets weird, because they make sweatpants and, like, shit, right? Shorts?
Lulu?
Yeah.
We didn't know what
If you wear
was
shorts,
Lulu
you better
shorts,
wear some undies.
Lulu shorts have, like, built-in underwear.
No. That's
I
weird,
underwear
too.
I wore underwear today.
Oh.
Because I just bought a
special
bunch
occasion.
Of new
she really thinks
nice
highly
for you
of us.
Guys.
Got dressed up for us.
Yeah, I wore underwear.
Panties for the PowerCast.
Ask Jesse Burdick to tell you the story about built-in underwear and a man named Boner.
A man
I hate
named
built-in
Boner?
Underwear.
Yes. That's a great name.
Yes.
Was that his real name or just a nickname?
That was a nickname. It was a nickname. I can't remember what his real name was. Jeff.
Boner.
Boner.
Someone wants to know about just the basics of flexible dieting. As broad as you can go.
What?
I don't know.
Just the basics?
Yeah, I don't know what this guy wants.
The basics,
AKA,
are,
he
the
said,
basics are the like the kind of like best way to go is you need to first, most importantly, calorie balance is the most important thing. So you need to be able to track your calories and hit your calories consistent every single day. Next most important thing is, of course, dialing in macros. And proteins, carbs, and fat. And then once you can hit those consistently every day as well as your calories, then you can start looking into things like nutrient timing and eventually supplementation. But I think people are so – I get athletes. I've been – so another thing is I've kind of really switched gears. I'm solely kind of working with athletes now. Like Lane and Lyle McDonald and stuff really popularized flexible dieting in bodybuilding, but nobody had popularized it in CrossFit. So what I've been doing the past 6, 7, 8 months is – getting it into CrossFit.
Yeah, the CrossFitters are kind of a wreck when it comes to
right.
Nutrition because they did have some good guidance early on through Rob Wolf, and then they were kind of left to kind of figure shit out by themselves.
Yeah.
They have, like, Zone. They do
preach
that.
And Zone's very, like, I find that, like...
They just don't get deep enough into it, though.
Right.
Yeah, I think Paleo's really... misinterpreted by a lot of people.
Yeah, Paleo's... You're telling me, man. But Zone, I find that, like, at least with Zone, people have an understanding of what foods are carbs, fats, and protein.
Right.
So there's
yeah.
that basic knowledge. But like what I've been doing recently is like Nicole Caperso started flexible dieting and had phenomenal results.
Mm-hmm. I think she's kind of hot. I think I've perved.
Yeah, she's jacked, man.
Yeah,
I've
perved.
So yeah, she's been, you know, we've been working together for her to like promote flexible dieting. And it's gotten really popular in the CrossFit world. And I've been working with a ton of games athletes recently. And I'm really trying to get it out in like the performance
right.
sports. I got to work with the New York Jets.
Sweet.
Jason Morrow contacted me out of Texas Tech, second round draft pick, contacted me because he's been following me on Twitter for a really long time. And he's like, "Hey, I've been told like you're the person that will help my nutrition." Dropped like 8% body fat and got, you know, sped up on the field. And Rex Ryan was like, "What are you fucking doing?"
Right.
You know, so
awesome.
That was kind of cool to get a talk to the Jets about flexible dieting and explaining how like the importance of, you know, like they need to be really like their carb timing, because they're training twice a day. They have like practice and they have weightlifting. So just explaining to them like when to eat certain foods to for them to drop weight before the season and stuff was cool. So I've been working really hard to get flexible dieting into the performance world, and I've kind of steered out of bodybuilding and aesthetics.
One thing that Mike and I see all the time is we'll see people who are excited about the paleo style diet, and I'm a fan of the paleo diet. I think just a lot of times with any of these diets, whether it's flexible dieting or even a keto diet or whatever, people only know, like, they only scratch the surface of it, and they don't know the deeper inner workings of it all.
Right.
Because they don't explore it enough, they don't try it enough for themselves, or they don't read enough about it, or whatever the case might be. But with paleo stuff, you'll see people, they'll post pictures of bacon and avocado and all these different things, and it might be a girl that weighs like 120 pounds, and you're like, shit, you just had like 70 grams of fat.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do with the rest of your fucking day? You don't have a room to eat one more fucking gram.
Yeah. Paleo is so high fat and it's so high calorie.
Right.
And when people don't, like, you can take like a lot, you'd be so surprised at how many people don't know 1 gram of fat yields 9 calories.
Right.
Yeah. And you get these people, I get these CrossFitters who contact me and they're like, hey, well, I've been taught paleo my whole life. Like, you can walk into any CrossFit gym and there's like, paleo challenge. You know? And you're like, fuck. So it's been nice to recently like get in touch with more CrossFit gyms who are now using flexible dieting.
Well, and then they start kind of blending a bunch of different things together, because they're like, oh, well, I do need carbs. And now they're adding carbs into their fat paleo diet.
Right.
And it's just not yielding the results they're looking for.
It's just adding more calories, if anything. So like that's the whole thing about like tracking your food. Like it's tedious, and that's definitely a con of flexible dieting, is having to track and weigh shit. But if you want serious results, that has to be something you're willing to do.
Right. That's what I tell people too. Yeah. If you're that serious about your training, you're going to take notes, you're going to follow a program, you're going to go work out 5 days a week.
Right.
It's not that much bigger of a step to weigh and measure things.
You know,
here.
Like when you're training, you're writing, like I write down everything I do in my training. I'm writing down my weight, my reps, my steps, how I felt. And if I'm willing to do that, it takes fucking 2 seconds to throw a piece of meat on a food scale.
Right.
You know what I mean? And your phones have a barcode.
That thing's amazing.
Scan it in. So I think people overcomplicate it, because I think people are their own worst enemies when it comes to dieting, nutrition, and people just look for reasons to fail, so they have an excuse.
You just end up seeing a lot of numbers, and then I think people get overwhelmed. They're like, oh, I need 4 ounces of this and 10 ounces of that.
And that's another thing, is like there's a lot of people who think flexible dieting is just a whole other form of an eating disorder, which it very may well be, because for some people tracking and weighing your food is obsessive behavior. And somebody commented, there was a fucking comment on the picture from today where this girl's asking about marinades.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I read that.
She said she gets anal about...
she's tracking her marinades.
Anal about sauces and marinades.
Yeah, if you find yourself getting that obsessive, you need to fucking take a step back. Yeah.
Unless it literally is your job.
Right.
Chill.
Well, also, too, the desired result. Like, what are you looking to do?
Ultimate
goal.
Like,
if you want to be, more ripped than Dana Lynn Bailey, then maybe you should really pay attention to every little thing that you're doing.
And from an aesthetic standpoint, or if you have like serious bodybuilding goals or anything, you need to be really anal about your diet.
Yeah.
You have to be. Whereas if you're a CrossFitter,
you're going to need the analyzer.
The analyzer. If you're a CrossFitter, powerlifter, performance athlete, endurance athlete of any sort, you have more wiggle room to be more lenient with your diet.
Right.
You don't need to track every single little thing.
Mm. Let's flip it around for a second. I got a question over the break from a high school football player who needs to gain 10, 15 pounds, but wants to gain quality weight, doesn't want to be sloppy fat and slow. When we had John Wellborn on, he was talking about, you just, like, if you gain weight, don't be fat ass.
Right.
Don't kill your performance by gaining weight, even though you were told to gain weight.
Right.
Like, do you have any insight on that?
I think that obviously slow progress is the best progress, in my opinion, with both weight gaining and weight loss. The slower you put on weight, the more it's going to be muscle and the less it's going to be fat. Mm. And the other thing is, your body has to reacclimate to any weight change, whether it's gained or lost.
Right.
You know, like if you're putting more weight on, your body, like your legs get bigger. You have to relearn how to squat.
Yeah.
Same if you lose weight, you know, like your body's built completely different. I just think that people, especially, you know, competitive athletes, are afraid to, because they see their body as a machine, and they want to put in good quality foods into their body to perform well. But if you need to get more calories and you're having a hard time, you have to eat some shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to find high like calorically dense foods, because you can only eat, so for lack of a better term, I hate using the word clean eating because it's so ambiguous, but for lack of a better term, you can only eat so many clean, nutrient dense foods before it turns into so much food by volume, you're stuffing yourself to the point where you're sick.
Yeah, you're a cow in front of a trough all
day.
Right.
So I get, you know, like I have some people who need to eat like 4,000 calories a day and they're like, I just can't do it. I'm like, yes, you can. You're trying way too hard to eat like these low sugar, low, so, you know.
Right.
It's like
hammer some cereal.
Yeah. Eat some fucking cereal.
Yeah.
You know,
and serving size for a cereal.
And like another,
one box.
Another, and everybody reacts a lot different. But another thing I found with like, especially with like a young football player is if he's eating the most calorically dense foods around his training time, they're going to get burned more. So I tell a lot of my very active athletes who are trying to put on weight, eat the shitty foods farther away from your training.
Okay.
That's more likely to get put on as, and stay on rather than used for fuel or burn off.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Boom.
Awesome. I don't think we got anything else.
All right, I got an announcement. If we're closing up, we have
I have an
yeah, hammer away,
too.
Hammer everything.
Well,
hammer all your sponsors and everything else you got.
Everybody, go buy Caveman Coffee.
Boom.
And donuts and Deadlifts.
Boom. Those would kind of mix well, huh? Cold brew coffee and a donut.
Coffee and donuts.
Check out our boy Ted Fletcher in the in.
Yeah, I heard he beats the shit out of Denzel
in Equalizer.
He did. Yeah, he
damn it, I wish I saw it.
He beat that ass.
So this is kind of exciting. I actually just this morning, it looks like I'm going to be opening a gym in Reno.
Hey now.
Okay. Randomly enough, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So
you'll be close by.
Yeah. So I will still live in New York most of the time, but it's going to be a USAW, USAPL gym, so we'll be able to sanction meets and everything. So.
Oh, cool.
USAPL, I'm there. Sign me up.
I just got a hold of the person who I'd be buying basically the gym from.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I couldn't imagine anybody else better running it than you. So
that's great.
Yeah. So the gym in New York's not happening. I don't know if I've really had a conversation with you about that.
Yeah, you did.
Briefly.
You talked about it. So this,
a lot of obstacles, I would imagine.
Yeah. You know what? They wanted a $250,000 deposit.
Right.
For the lease. And that was basically my personal savings account. And then even though I had bought all the equipment, then I would have had to get the building wasn't zoned to be a gym.
Ew.
So the rezoning process takes a year. And then I found out that the lease they wrote up, because the building couldn't be a gym to make it not look like it was going to be a gym, they wrote me up a restaurant lease. And my attorney's like, you can't fucking sign this. They're totally fucking with you. So, yeah, we backed out of that, which was good. But now we have a gym set up at the Donuts and Deadlifts HQ in Jersey, which is kind of rad.
Sweet.
Yeah. And now it looks like we'll have, like, a real brick-and-mortar place in Reno.
Sweet.
Back to my roots.
The place in Reno, is it already set up to be powerlifting-ish?
Well, it's the CrossFit gym Drew used to work at.
Oh, okay.
But it's, the owner recently inherited more business of his first business, which is a pallet company. So he actually has been wanting to sell.
Cool.
So I told him today I'll buy it. So there's, I mean, it's huge, which is really nice. And it's got a bunch of rad equipment. So we just need to get a little bit more equipment, get some platforms in there.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. You have any new books or anything you worked on? I know you just said you were going to publish a book, but that'll probably be a little ways off.
I just rewrote Flexible Dieting. So it went from being a lame little, it wasn't lame. It helped a lot of people. It was very, it's very like just basic framework, you know, very entry level to Flexible Dieting. So now that that sold 20,000 copies, which is pretty sweet. So I just finished rewriting it, and now it's more geared for performance nutrition, and it's like more advanced than the Flexible Dieting. It's about 200 pages. So I just need to get it edited and some design work done. It should be done next week.
Where can people find you? Where can they buy your books and shit like that, and your shirts and stuff like that?
kmaycags.com and donutsanddeadlifts.com.
Boom.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's so easy.
Yeah.
I got to
just go buy a donuts and deadlift shirt right now before I have to fucking kill you.
I got to make a contest announcement.
Just fucking
for our winner.
Buy one or two.
Our winner of our Reebok sneakers that we ran three weeks ago. Who cares?
4 weeks ago.
Our boy 405 Rhino, you won, my man. You got some 12 sneakers and some wraps coming at you.
Hello.
Now we're taking a selfie. Mid fucking podcast. And that's it.
Well,
no,
you know what's
I'm ready
funny
for sushi.
Is last podcast I was like too nervous to take. I don't know. I was really nervous the last podcast.
Yeah, we're just a
nervous
joke.
Or too wet.
Both.
You were too slippery.
Yes.
You were falling off your chair.
Out of your underwear.
That I actually had on.
God damn it, we're fancy.
She's with three very handsome men right now.
It's true. Sorry, Drew. You're screwed, buddy.
Yeah, Drew's gone for a whole weekend.
Oh.
See you later, buddy.
Yeah, you're done.
Stay here all weekend.
Done for. All right.
Just be passing your girlfriend around while you're out of town, buddy.
All right, let's bench and eat sushi.
All right. Social media?
Anyway. Yeah, sure. You guys can find me at Silent Mike, 2Ks on Instagram and Twitter.
Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered.
He's Mark's at Mark Smelly Bell everywhere. I'm Jim McD, STTV everywhere. That I want you to find me. Follow the show on Instagram, Mark Bell's Powercast, Twitter at SGJimSack, Facebook.com/supertraininggym, and we will see you next time with someone.
That should be on the hip circle.
Side butt?
Label. Yeah, side ass. You want the best side ass?
Oh, side ass.
Side
except
ass.
One's in short shorts.
My phone is blown up.
But
so
your
subscribe to Power Magazine at thepowermagazine.com. If you choose the digital edition, you can catch up on all the great back issues, take your training to the next level with Slingshot products at howmuchyoubench.net, and look for PSN products including NO Explode at bodybuilding.com. Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.